Welcome to Zichud Daf Siman, remember by Avram Gold. All right, and today Masechet Megillah, Daf Zayin. The first parak, Megillah Nikreis. The Zichud Masechet Megillah program has been generously sponsored by the Queen's Zichud Chabura. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, Shalchu Lahem Esther Chachamim. Esther sent the following message to the Chachamim. Kibun Vedoros, fix me for generations. Meaning, establish my name for generations by establishing the festival of Purim and the reading of the Megillah. They sent her the following reply, Kina at ma'oreres alenu levenu umos. You're going to arouse the wrath of the nations against us. As Rashi explains, that they'll say, we'll rejoice by recalling their downfall. She answered back, I'm already written in the chronicles of the kings of Persia Medes. For Amoraim taught a different exchange. Esther requested kisvuni gledoros, write me, referring to the story of Purim for generations. They responded that in Mishlei it's written about recording the battle of Amalek, halo kasavti l'chosh shalishim, have I not written for you three times? Three times and not four times, meaning the battle of Amalek has already been recorded three times and should not be written about a fourth time. They were against including the Megillah in Tanakh until they found the pasuk that stated, Ksov Zos, Zikron B'Sefer, write this for a memorial, and a Sefer, write this. Ksov Zos refers to the two parshios in the Torah about Amalek and Meshach and Kisetse. Zikron, as a remembrance, refers to the parsha of Amalek in Devim. B'Sefer, in a Sefer, refers to what's written in the Megillah. Pointing to his Tanakh, Bryce of Eliezer said, Este Baruch HaKodesh Ne'emra. Megillah's Esther was written with Ruach HaKodesh, since there are things written about that no one could have known about, for it stated in the pasuk, V'yomer Haman Balibo, and Haman said in his heart. Rekiva brought the pasuk, but he Esther no says chaim be'enei kol ra'eha, and Esther found favor in the eyes of all who saw her. Rabbi Meir brought the pasuk, Yivada davar l'Mordechai, and the matter became known to Mordechai. Rashi explains that Mordechai could not have known about Bigson and Teresh's plot to assassinate Achashverosh if not for Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Yossi ben Dermasis brought the pasuk, Ubaviza l'shalchu es yodam. They did not lay their hands on the spoils of war. Rashi explains that it was not possible for the authors of the Megillah to know that this was the case in distant places. Shmuel said that if he had been present when the Tanaim presented their psukim, he would have bested them all, and said that it says in the pasuk, Kimu v'kibu, they established and accepted, which means, Kimu l'mala mashi kibu l'mata. They confirmed above in the basin shalmala what the Jews accepted down below, referring to the reading of the Megillah. The Gemara continues by showing that each of the Tanaim sources are not conclusive. And pointing with you, Rava said, Mechai v'inish v'sumi b'huria, one is chai to get drunk with wine on Purim, adu yadu ben oru Haman l'baruch Mordechai, until he doesn't know the difference between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. The Gemara relates that Rava and Rabbi Zera had the Purim suited together, and when they became drunk, Rava shechted Rabbi Zera. The next day, Rava davened for Rachamim and revived Rabbi Zera. The next year, Rava asked Rabbi Zera to come again so they could have the Purim suited together. Rabbi Zera answered him, not every time does a miracle happen. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda said, Esther sent the following message to the Chachamim, fix me for generations, meaning establish my name for generations by establishing the festival of Purim and the reading of the Megillah. They sent her the following reply, Kina atma oreres aleinu labeinu umos. You're going to arouse the wrath of the nations against us. As Rashi explains, they'll say that we're rejoicing by recalling their downfall. So she answered back, I'm already written in the chronicles of the kings of Persia Medes. For Amoraim taught a different exchange. Esther requested kisvuni gledoros, write me, referring to the story of Purim for generations. They responded that in Mishlei, it's written about recording the battle of Amalek. Halo kasavti l'chosh shalishim, have I not written for you three times? Three times and not four times, meaning the battle of Amalek has already been recorded three times and should not be written about a fourth time. They were against including Megillah and Tanakh until they found the pasuk that stated, Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer, write this for a memorial and a Sefer. Ksov Zos, write this, refers to the two parshios in the Torah about Amalek in Bishalach and Kisetse. Zikaron, as a remembrance, refers to the parsha of Amalek in the Vim. B'Sefer and a Sefer refers to what is written in the Megillah. Point number two was taught in a brace over Beliezer said, Esther Baruch HaKodesh Ne'emra. Megillah's Esther was written with Ruach HaKodesh, since there are things written that no one could have known about. For it stated in the pasuk, Yomer Haman Balibo, and Haman said in his heart. Rekiva brought the pasuk, but he Esther no says chaim be'enei kol ra'eha, and Esther found favor in the eyes of all who saw her. Rabbi Meir brought the pasuk, Yivada ha'davar le'Mordechai, and the matter became known to Mordechai. Rashi explains that Mordechai could not have known about Bigson and Sarah's plot to assassinate Achashverosh if not for Ruach HaKodesh. Rabbi Yossi ben Dermasis brought the pasuk, Ubaviza l'shalchu es yadam. They did not lay their hands on the spoils of war. Rashi explains that it was not possible for the authors of the Megillah to know that this was the case in distant places. Shmuel said that if he had been present when the Tanaim presented their psukim, he would have bested them all, and said that it says in the pasuk, kimu b'kibu, they established and accepted, which means, kimu l'mala mashi kibu l'mata. They confirmed above in the basin shalmala what the Jews accepted down below, referring to the reading of the Megillah. The Gemara continues by showing that each of the Tanaim sources are not conclusive. And pointing with you, Rava said, machai v'nishu b'sumi b'puria, one is chai to get drunk with wine on Purim. until he doesn't know the difference between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. The Gemara relates that Rabba and Rabbi Zera had the Purim Suda together, and when they became drunk, Rabba shechted Rabbi Zera. The next day, Rabba davened Rachamim and revived Rabbi Zera. The next year, Rabba asked Rabbi Zera to come again so they could have the Purim Suda together. Rabbi Zera answered him, not every time does a miracle happen. All right, so now we go to our Simmer Dav Zayin, and our standard Simmon is a gun, because a clay Zayin is a weapon. So gun is our Simmon. So here goes. The armed guards with machine guns protecting the general, who was writing his fourth book about his famous battle, didn't know he could read their minds, that they were plotting against him, and that he could become quite dangerous when he got drunk. Once again, in slow motion. The armed guards with machine guns, that must be one Dav Zayin, clay Zayin. The armed guards with machine guns protecting the general who is writing his fourth book about his famous battle, which reminds us that Esther sent to the Chachamim, Kibuni Godors or Kisbuni Godors, write me, referring to the story of Purim, for generations, and that they were reluctant to do so because the Pasuk refers to the Battle of Amalek being written only three times, until they learned the Pasuk, Ksov Zos Zikaron B'Sefer, write this as a memorial in a Sefer, in which they darsh an allusion to the Battle of Amalek being written a fourth time. So the armed guards with machine guns who protecting the general, who was writing his fourth book about his famous battle, didn't know he could read their minds, that they were plotting against him. Which reminds us that the Tanaim held Esther Baruch HaKodesh Na'amra. Megillas Esther was written with Ruach HaKodesh, since there are things written that no one could have known about, such as Mordechai knowing about Bigson and Seresh's plot to assassinate Achashverosh. Shmuel said that if he had been present when the Tanaim presented their psukim, he would have bested them all, and said that it says in the pasuk Kimu V'Kibu, they establish and accept, which means Kimu L'mala Mashikibu L'mata. They confirmed above in the basin Shalmala what the Jews accepted down below, referring to the reading of the Megillah. The Gemara continues by showing that each of the Tanaim sources are not conclusive. So the armed guards with machine guns protecting the general, who was writing his fourth book about his famous battle, didn't know he could read their minds when they're plotting against him, and that he could become quite dangerous when he got drunk. Which reminds us, Rava said, Mechai Vini Shabasume Vapuria, one is chai to get drunk with wine on Purim, Adul Yadab Ben Aur Haman Lubarach Mordechai, until he doesn't know the difference between cursed is Haman and blessed is Mordechai. And the Gemara brings the Maisel Rabba, Shechtim, Rabbi Zera at a Suda when they both became drunk. So once again, the armed guards with machine guns protecting the general who was writing his fourth book about his famous battle didn't know he could read their minds, that they were plotting against him, and that he could become quite dangerous when he got drunk. All right, now it's time to go to our four blah bah chazara. Daf Gimel, so the Simmer Daf Gimel is a Gemal, a camel. So here goes. The caravan of camels, that must be more in Daf Gimel, Gemal. The caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, which reminds us that the ground shook when Yonasan and Uziel composed the Targum of Avim, and the Baskel came out and said, Mihu zeh shegilu sesrei l'bnei Adam, who is this that has revealed my secrets in Bnei Adam? And that Yonasan and Uziel responded that he didn't do it for his honor, but for Hashem's honor, so machlokes should not increase in Yisrael. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim, to hear the Megillah, which reminds us that the Yeshiva Rebbe learned at Kal Vachomer that since we're Mavatl the Avodah for Kohanim Levim to go here, create some Megillah, then Kal Vachomer, that Talmid Chachamim must leave their learning to hear it. And that the case with the Yeshua who was rebuked by a Malch for being Mavatl Talmud Torah, instead of his being Mavatl the afternoon Talmud, was different because that involved the Talmud Torah of the Rabbim. So the caravan of camels struggling to stay standing as the ground beneath them shook, carrying Kohanim Levim and Talmid Chachamim to hear the Megillah, were heading towards the town on top of the mountain that had a reading on the 15th, like the walled city off in the distance. Which reminds us, a walled city and all that is near it and everything that can be seen with it is judged as a walled city. A Tana taught that all that is required is one of these conditions to be judged as a walled city. A case of a town seen from the city, even though it's not close, is when you have a town on top of a mountain, and a case of an open town that's near the city but cannot be seen with it is when the town is located in a valley. In such a case, the city cannot see the town. Daf Dalad. So the Simmer Daf Dalad is a Dalad, is a door. So here goes. The woman Chayiv and Kriyas and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors, that must be more on Daf Dalad. The woman Chayiv and Kriyas and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos, which reminds us that women were also Chayiv and Kriyas and Megillah because they were also part of the Nace. And if Purim falls on Shabbos when the Megillah is not read, we have Shiurim on the topic of the day. So the woman Chayiv and Kriyas and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, which reminds us a person's chayv to read the Megillah at the night of Purim and repeat it the following day. So the woman Chayiv and Kriyas and Megillah who are coming in through the pink doors to hear a Shir on Purim since the 15th was Shabbos were chatting how they loved hearing the Megillah read twice the day before, while their friends in Unwall towns had to hear it read a day earlier, on Thursday, the 13th. Which reminds us, there's a Malchokas when Unwall towns read the Megillah when the 15th falls on Shabbos. Do they read it on Friday, which is the 14th, the typical day they read the Megillah, or do they read it on Thursday, the 13th, because they typically read the Megillah the day before it's read in walled cities, which in this case would read it on Friday. Daf Hey, so the Simur Daf Hey is Hey. So here goes. The low haystacks, haystacks, that must be more on Daf Hey. The low haystacks that had not been used to sit on, since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, which reminds us that while the Megillah reading cannot be pushed later, after the dates given for its reading, the Zman Atzei Kohanim, Tisha B'Av, Chagig, and Hakel are delayed later and not brought earlier. Tisha B'Av because we don't push earlier the commemoration of a tragedy, and the others because the time of their Chiyuv has not yet happened. So, the low haystacks that had not been used to sit on, since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did Malacha on Purim. Which reminds us, Rebbe planted a shoot on Purim because the Jews never accepted the Yom Tov aspect of Purim to forbid doing Malacha. So, the low haystacks that had not been used to sit on, since the Shabbos Tisha B'Av was pushed to a Sunday, were being used by a group of Jews while they planted shoots and did Malacha on Purim, in the city of Tiberia, where one side of the walled city was bordered by the water of the Kinneret, which reminds us that Chizkiah read the Megillah in Tiberia on the 14th and the 15th, because he had a suffix of one side of the walled city of Tiberia, which was open to the water, was considered a wall regarding Purim. Is the purpose of the wall to not expose the city, in which case Tiberia was exposed and therefore considered an unwalled city, or is it to protect the city, in which case the water does act as a barrier and Tiberia is considered walled? Dav Vav, so the Simur Dav Vav is a sword. So here goes. The warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords. Swords? That must mean we're on Dav Vav. The warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates, which reminds us that the Gemara identifies the various fortress cities listed in Sefer Yeshua and explains the names given. Kinneres is Ginnesar, and why was it called Kinneres? Because its fruit are sweet as the sound of a kinor, a harp. And Tiberia was called Rakas, according to one opinion, Shafil Rekan Shaba, Melain Mitzvahs Karima, because even the empty ones who live there are as full of mitzvahs like a pomegranate is full of seeds. So, the warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates defeated the many chiefs of Edom, which reminds us Yaakov Yuna said before Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono Shel Olam, do not give Esav HaRasha his heart's desires and do not remove his ring, which refers to Germania Shel Edom, for if they were to go out, they would destroy the entire world. There are 300 crown princes in Germania of Edom and there are 365 chiefs in Rome. So the warriors from the fortified cities of Kinneres and Rakas that went out with swords with handles shaped like sweet fruit and pomegranates defeated the many chiefs of Edom and marched home chanting the Yigati Masasi victory song. Which reminds us, if someone says, Yigati Masasi Tamen, I put effort in and I did succeed, believe him. This applies to Limud Torah of Abamas Matan Siyata Humin Shemaya. When it comes to business, one's success is dependent on Siyata Shemaya, and even with regard to Limud Torah, this was not said, except in regard to sharpening one's understanding. But in regard to remembering one's learning, that is dependent on Siyata Shemaya. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldman Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.